Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
All right, we are back. Mm-hmm. Let's play some Balderdash.
Play that Balderdash theme, man.
Time to put your kids in the past, in your past now. We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your kids in the past.
In the past now.
Woo. We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
Who was the last one, man?
That was Mike.
What was it?
What Take a sip.
You have to drink.
I didn't even know what was going on. I was mesmerized by the majestic.
Joe didn't know what was going on.
I somehow still have my
Joe's
hand.
An alcoholic.
Joe was saluting drink. Before the song was over. He didn't know the game. He was just feeling the song.
My uncle lost the arm, and now I'm fighting those people.
But that was the triumphant return of Retard Party.
Why do we ever change it?
1 week song. Only. Mm-hmm. Special edition.
Was that Coldplay?
Yeah. Don't you think I look like a guy who'd be banging Gwyneth Paltrow, bro? Come on now.
I was about to say that.
All right, guys. We're going to play a little Balderdash. I'm going to read a series of questions. You're all going to give me your answer. We're going to go around the room. Funniest answer gets a point. Lou, you won last week, so you're going to pick who goes first.
All right. I think just to make it easier for these guys, we'll have Kenny go first. That way they both have some people...
A buffer zone.
Yeah, to think up an answer.
So does that mean I go last?
Yeah.
You're this first, awful.
That's first
awful.
Round, you go last.
Oh, and then
we cycle the room.
Cool. All
right. And you do get a pass if you get stumped.
I might pass.
Is there a double dare thing?
Yes.
No, physical challenge, bro.
Physical challenge.
Oh, no. Did you just call that the sucker?
My initial thought was, why don't we have double dares?
Triple dog dares. All right.
All right, Ken?
Is there an aggro crack?
You're going to define the word for me. What is the definition of butt wink?
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. A butt wink?
Butt wink.
Is a guy that really gets on your nerves to the point where he makes your fucking butthole tighten up. He's a butt wink.
Goddamn butt winks.
Makes your butt wink.
Makes him clench.
Dude makes your butt wink.
Make that booty clap. Why don't ya?
Exactly, Lou. Wise words.
That was just encouraging butt winks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brian, what is a butt wink?
A butt wink is when your dog, for whatever reason, needs to be right on top of you, and you look at him, and he just... His butt just like gives you a little wink, and you're like, this motherfucker farted on me, man.
Sounds to me like you're speaking from experience.
Yeah, man. It's the old butt wink. It's the doggy sound bomb.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
All right, Mike.
Isn't that a Buddhist sect?
The butt wink sect?
Yeah.
The sacred order of the butt winks.
He's prayed for 40 years. His asshole sphincters finally winked.
They call it his third eye.
That's how he gets that medal, man. Make your butthole clap.
Or the old whispering eye.
Whispering eye.
The secret of Nicki Minaj.
It's a big old black wink.
The sacred butt wink order.
I would fucking eat out of her ass, though, man.
Bet. I would throw up in her asshole.
Dude, God. That is fucking gross.
That took a turn real quick.
Back and forth.
All right, Lou.
What is a butt wink?
All right, butt wink is when you fart so hard that the walls of your asshole, you can visibly see them shake, like... and when they open and close, that's called the butt wink.
Get the shivers in the butthole.
It's a real flapper.
I could taste that.
Shivers and shivers.
Yeah, it's you gotta like stand back because you will taste it.
You ever see a fat guy in a trampoline? That's true. All right, Joe. Butt wink.
I saw a pornographic video once. It's there was a man fucking a woman in the butt hole, and the suction when he removed it made the butthole wink.
That could be the answer for real.
That's it for real.
Hold on, I'm checking.
That's called a prolapsed colon.
No, it's different from the pink sock. It's very distinct.
It's called the sphincter shutter.
A butt wink and a pink sock are two entirely different things.
I don't know, man.
You gotta know the difference.
I'm pretty jarred.
A butt wink has to do with suction. A pink sock has to be... Oh, it's much worse.
They both have suction.
Are you a scientist?
I'm a proctologist.
He is wearing a lab coat. He's been touching me all night. I hope he's a scientist.
He stole one from one of the doctors.
Let a scientist touch him. That's what he just said.
Did I win?
All right. I got to dole out the point.
I told you I'm a man of God, bro. I don't know the science.
I'm a big fan of different thinking. I'm going to give Mike that point for the ancient Shaolin order of the butt wing.
God damn you, Mike. I'm coming for you, Mike.
In reality, a butt wink is a variety of bird.
I was wrong. Bird. I thought that was legit.
And the butt wink.
Yeah. Urban Dictionary. That. I
it sounds
definition.
Like a bird watcher's nickname.
Butt wink. A gay bird watcher.
A butt twink.
All right, Pete.
We're up to you. Mm-hmm. You got to give me what this guy's famous for. Who is Riku Browning?
Riku Browning? That was the fifth guy that Little Mac beat on his way to Mike Tyson.
Was he super racist?
Man, hell yeah. He had a little rose in his mouth. He did a little cha-cha.
He's like Rico Suave.
Yeah. But he was a brown guy?
It
was astonishingly racist. Yes.
I miss when those games could just be blatantly all-out racist.
It's like 8 bits of racism is what it was.
It astonished you, the racism?
Talk about the 80s here, man.
Damn, that's amazing.
They had great characters in those. All right, Mike, to you. Who is Riku Browning? Why would we know this man?
I think he invented a spice for tacos.
I definitely think he did.
Who's the part that makes
one.
You eat?
Yeah, right.
Sorry, the part that makes you regret eating him.
Yeah, I think he was a cannibalist.
So human meat.
People taco.
Shot me.
Alright, that turned dark real quick.
YOLO.
You only live once, man.
Alright, Lou?
Yeah.
Riku Browning.
He's this Japanese inventor who came up with the invention of underwears that are yellow in the front and brown in the back so you could piss and shit yourself.
Motherfucker, that's you.
And no one would be the wiser.
That's a pseudonym?
You've been pitching?
Does that count as a three-way? Because I've done the three-way a couple times.
Lou has been shark tanking this idea around all over town.
That's not going to fool anybody when you're like, you smell like piss, bro. Like,
it's like,
duty. You're like, bro, did you shit yourself? I don't care what your underwear is.
That's my cologne, bro.
Which, by the way, me and Lauren from Bold and Belligerent were spitballing some ideas for this new invention. It's called Nutty Buddy.
I saw this on the Facebook.
Kids first jizz rag.
It had googly eyes on it.
And some fake lips.
You actually might be onto something.
That'll save a lot of socks, man.
I'll throw a couple bucks into this.
You know what?
Started under new tech.
We got our first shark investing.
Which, by the way, once I tweeted it out, some dude from Shark Tank started following me. Not fucking around.
Mark Cuban is now following.
They favorited Luke. And then followed.
The Dallas Mavericks wear Nutty Buddies.
Yeah, I think Mark Cuban just always wanted to fuck a towel with eyes.
finally.
People are already throwing just loads into towels. Why not make them a little prettier?
How many socks have to be ruined?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not throw loads to you of money?
Mark Cuban's like,
you just finished his pitch.
Mark Cuban's like, not
and walk off.
Not just for kids! Exclamation.
It's like SpongeBob, where the parents kind of get it too, you know.
Get nutty.
You're like, whoa,
I'm willing to invest in your product.
Available soon, Nutty Buddy Deluxe. You adults out there.
This is a bath towel.
She smells like booze and has way too much makeup on.
It's got a fleshlight sewn in.
Nutty Buddy and Fleshlight have partnered together to bring you the Nutty Buddy Fleshlight.
No, I'm waiting for
it's not even clever.
I can't improv.
What genius name would they make to go? Both of them have joined finally. The Nutty Buddy Fleshlight. I've been fucking robbed.
I got so bored. order your joke mid-joke that I started thinking about Spotify teaming up with Fleshlight making a boombox pussy.
Get a little slow jams while
you're like, what would you like to play?
Put it in the map.
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I'm bringing sexy back.
I had nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, that's a good note to go to you for this round.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Joe, who is Riku Browning?
I pass.
You're going to regret that.
What are
you
talking about? He's the dude who made the fucking Nutty Buddy Fleshlight.
Let me explain the pass to you real quick. Pass means we skip you and we go back to you. So it gives you a little extra time to think of something.
Oh.
So if you don't want to use that now, if you just don't got nothing.
But he just, I could have used the Nutty Buddy Fleshlight, Riku Browning. That would have won.
You should have said that shit, man.
What it have?
Yeah, you could have done that, but it didn't happen.
Do you get penalized and I get one of your points and you're negative one now?
I don't got a point, man.
You're negative one now, right?
You just wanted to say penalized. That's
I'm the only person that's ever gotten negative in this game.
What? How is that possible?
That is true.
Oh, you'll see.
Oh, no.
One of these answers is going to be God. Pete's mama.
Most of them will be. Most of them will be.
Pete's mama?
No. You got to save it. You got to let him save her on it. Which one's going to be that? You should make it long-winded and then hit up the Pete.
Yo, so what was this cat's name?
Riku Browning.
He was the first fucking drug dealer to coin the term nose candy for cocaine. Known fact.
Visionary, I said.
Visionary. No, ahead of his time.
Steve Jobs.
He took
Albert
one.
Albert Einstein. Robert Brown. Riku Browning. Riku Browning.
Your boy Riku Browning.
He did one line. He was like, this is like candy.
That's that
for your nose.
Candy.
Nose candy, son. With his long ass fingernail.
Yeah, yep. His gold tooth, of course.
He got a 2-foot fingernail.
Yeah.
It looked like a little pen.
I feel like I'm at Willy Wonka's.
All right, I got to give a point for that round. Like Brian's punch out idea.
Punch out.
Yeah, it was good.
All right. Reality: Riku Browning was the dolphin trainer who created the TV show Flipper.
Well, fuck him.
What a dick.
Ooh, so close.
I don't like him.
Wow, I hope he got
let
news.
It pass on
thanks
him.
For
fuck
the porpoises.
Him,
fucking
you know what
homo,
I always like... hated about Flipper is they swam in jean shorts, man. I feel like so uncomfortable.
Flipper dragged me in my jorts.
It's like, how am I... That's the only time you could be swimming in saturated. You wear jean shorts.
A bunch of never nudes and dolphins.
Take your boat shoes and your fucking jean shorts off and put a bathing suit and some flip-flops.
Yeah, it was like Caddyshack with shitty dolphins. Who cares?
No. It's like their echo thing. Sonar, it's called, I hear.
All right, Mike, you're up. Luke kind of boned you because he gave you the hardest round to start on.
I'm just skating.
What do these letters stand for? S-A-G.
S-A-G.
That's an acronym for something. What do those stand for?
Screen Actors Guild.
All right, he's going legit.
I work for them.
I don't think that as
hey,
a
hey, man, you get the point. You get the point, all right?
Yeah.
Luke, what you got? S-A-G.
That's when you got somebody who's closet gay. You don't know it because they're really good. And this, all of a sudden they burst out the closet. They're it's with a surprising amount of gay. It's like...
Oh, they got that sag gay.
They
oh,
went yeah, they went from Sly
like
Fist
the straightest
Stallone.
Dude you know, and next thing you know, they burst into a room spraying confetti everywhere. Like, wow, that's a surprising amount of gay.
It's raining. Men is playing in the back. You don't know what's
I
going
thought his
on.
Gay
they're dressed as a sailor.
A
and
disco
chaps.
Ball drops. And
he's not a fag. He's a sag, bro. He's a surprising amount of gay.
I thought he would have had a firmer gayness.
His pants turned into cutoffs. And
he was totally loosely
an
gay. Way too loosely
loose
gay.
Loose butthole. All
right, well done. All right, Joe, we're up to you.
I'm tired of transitioning from gay to me, but super amazing guy. I'm the sag.
You are surprised?
What? Yeah, on Grindr.
That was not the right direction to go after the whole, like...
Oh, my God.
I don't want to go after the gay thing, but...
He did this to me.
Do we have rollerblades
Lou
for
did
him?
This to me. Why'd you do this to me? I can't avoid the gay. If you said something else, it would have been fine.
You shouldn't have said
so amazing guy.
You shouldn't have said that you're the sag.
But I am the SAG. I am the SAG. I'm this so amazing guy. I'm the SAG, dude. I can't help it. That's what I am.
I mean, you boys.
It sounds gay to say I'm the SAG. I'm the SAG. It's weird.
I'm sorry.
You know?
I mean, my shitty choice was better than his shitty choice.
Must have been hard coming out
I'm
to the parents.
SAG. You guys finish this shit.
Mom,
no,
Dad.
Mom, you don't understand. I'm the SAG.
I'm the SAG.
Get out.
I have no son.
No wonder you made me vomit.
We should have never let you watch Friends.
That's what did it. Friends.
Fucking Chandler.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a great impression of your mom, though.
Mom's really Jewy, man.
No wonder you made me vomit, even when you were a baby.
All right, Kenny, we're up to you.
Yeah,
SAG.
It's a Craigslist back page acronym for hookers who slurp ass and grundle.
And grundle.
They give you the full undercarriage treatment.
Isn't that a Batman enemy? Slurp ass and grundle?
Slurp ass and grundle.
I thought grundle
sounds
was...
like Gollum.
Slurped on a Monday. Fucked on a Tuesday.
That's the nerdiest joke you've ever made. You just made a Solomon Grundy joke.
Woo! I thought that was Beowulf or Grundle.
That's Grendel.
Grendel.
Grundle's your underside.
Grendel could eat ass, though.
Yeah. Shitty man.
Powerful tongue, dude. Be careful, bro. Careful what you wish for.
I'm a gangster nigga. Real niggas eat booty.
Whoa.
That's the truth.
Who said that?
Is that God?
Gandhi, I think.
I believe that was Abraham Lincoln.
That was the last words that Dr. Martin Luther King said before he got sniped out.
I'm a gangster nigga. Real niggas eat booty. Weird words, Dr. King. Boom.
Preach. Preach, my brother.
And then, they're getting the whole black about like yeah.
And then that Uncle Tom fucking Jesse Jackson he was like I don't want to eat no booty.
Oh man.
Alright, Brian, we're up to you. SAG.
Oh well, it was Marcy Darcy's answer to No Ma'am. It was scornful aged gals.
Hmm. Okay. I like that.
Yeah, I love like fucking married with children.
Sag.
I give Brian a point.
It's a double meaning. I like it.
I thought for sure you were going to say you love aged gals.
Still getting you. Know,
you have professed a lot of love for the elderly.
That shout too. Out the elderly.
You mean the experienced.
Yes. I might have broken a hip or two in my day.
Hey, man. He ain't got to teach that bitch nothing. No, she ain't seen.
She takes the teeth out like a prison blowjob.
You go to that nursing home with the promethazine. You cook it up. You water whip. You serve them what they need. And then you dip Cosby.
Sometimes.
All right, Pete, who gets the old point?
All right, well, the actual meaning is the Society of Arthritic Gardeners.
It's not the Studio Actors
Guild. Not the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, my hands! My hands!
It's old Latinos.
Who's got the bear?
So Lou gets the point for surprising amount of gay.
God.
Hey!
That's funny imagery.
Yeah, we didn't even describe it. I don't even know how to describe it. I think it was described as jazz hands.
Yeah. And glitter.
It was a surprise.
They call him Louis Glitter Figueroa, man.
Yeah, I feel like I'm breathing glitter now. It's crazy.
Yeah, glitter lung.
It's like him and Mariah Carey, man. It's glitter buds.
It's like him and Gold Dust.
Gold there Dust. We go. All
right, Lou, we're up to you.
Yeah.
I need the plot of this movie. Yeah. What is the plot of Operation Snafu?
This is a medical drama. These niggas keep touching the sides.
Operation.
I can't get the funny bone.
Adam Sandler and Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin James.
Kevin something or another. Rob Schneider is the most racist part of the body.
He's an Asian face for some reason.
Bro. He's an Asian liver. It's like, oh, you. Oh, no, he's Irish liver. Oh, you drink too much.
Yeah.
If anybody stars in Operation Snafu, it's Rob fucking Schneider.
Yeah. Oh, clearly.
Yeah, he's riding an elephant or a fucking some kind of camel, sorry. Camel humped animal.
Co-stars Tim Meadows.
Andy Dick. Andy Dick, bro.
Yeah, he'll probably find a way in there.
Andy Dick voices the dong.
Yeah. It's beneath Andy Dick. He's and it's, of course,
nothing's beneath Andy Dick.
It's Happy Gilmore. It's
Happy Madison.
Happy Madison.
Oh, clearly. Clearly is.
Yeah. Fucking Rob Schneider. I hate that guy. I hope he does.
Sorry, man.
YOLO.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Joe, we're up to you.
Operation Snafu is a WWE straight-to-DVD movie starring the former WWE champion Seth Rollins in his first film. I'll leave it at that.
That's a deep cut, Brian. Help me out.
Seth Rollins blew out his knee, man.
I see.
It's not made yet. It's in production. They're waiting for him to recover so he could film it.
So that's the working title.
The injury is a fake. He's recording it right now.
It was called The Marine 3, but now it's Operation Snafu asshole busted his knee up.
It's a subtitle. The Marine 3, Operation Snafu.
Now you're talking.
There we go. Okay. John Cena makes a cameo. He comes back and reprises his role, and he's just in the background. He's like, and the F5. Or FUs, whatever.
Co-starring Steve Guttenberg.
My girl Paige is going to get a small supporting role as well.
Yeah, where she just is nude dancing.
She's going to tan.
She plays strippers 1, dancing. 2, and 3.
No, she does blackface. That's what she does.
Is that your fetish?
That would be fucking awesome. If she was just sitting there doing a racist comedy.
She's a blank canvas, too. You could paint on her, bro.
She's talking like the crows from Dumbo. Oh, my God. It's like, whoa, Paige went a different direction.
It's a heel turn. It's a heel turn.
I've never seen an elephant with ears like that.
Oh, lordy, lordy, let me.
All right, Kenny, we're up to you.
It's powerful hot out here.
Operation Snafu.
Sorry.
I mean, I feel a little weird even talking about this, but it's a German snuff film. A lot of blood, a lot of cum. I cried after I fucking blew my load. Yeah,
Operation Snafu. .. Blood and cum.
And tears after
maybe
you
maybe like Spartacus, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's mostly tears. It's mostly tears.
That's the fourth season of Spartacus, Blood and Cum.
That's basically what this show should have been called. That's like Spartacus ending, Blood and Cum.
That's what life should be called.
Spartacus, Boner Fight.
Boner Jams, 98.
All right,
Pete. Operation Snafu to you, bro.
Operation Snafu, it was the original campaign for Trump.
Okay. I told you we'd get back to Trump.
Trump-alicious.
Well, that's what everyone else was calling it. He was calling it Operation Fuck You.
No.
Operation Fuck the Mexicans.
Yeah. It was Operation Snafu after his hairpiece. Like that Snafu hair, dude.
No, this hairpiece is called Snafu. It talks, it has like a personality.
I would love if his hairpiece was a Muppet.
Oh, he's like, God. Please get me off this asshole's head.
Imagine if that's why he's so insanely racist. Like,
it's so you don't like the Jews, yay!
I like to think that every night his hair looks in the moonlight out the window and he's like, somewhere.
I like to think
his hair is good.
Singing
that's
to his
so romantic.
That's why his hair is fucking, you know, he's bald.
No,
that's the good part of it.
I personally,
that's a movie to make.
That reminds me of like,
what's up, Pixar? Make Trump's hair the movie.
Bizarro Spider-Man. Like,
I personally see his hair voiced by a Jewish guy like Larry David.
Oh, that yeah, I'm listening. Right?
Crotchy old Jew. Right?
That, like, yeah. Like, you're going to eat that? Really? Really? That?
What do you need, ulcers? Oh,
God.
That's why I imagine God's like.
No wonder you need me.
God's a crotchety old Jewish man.
He's sitting like up there David. Judging me all day, motherfucker.
So, Mike, you were here. You were a mensch.
God damn it, God.
You know what? There's free V8s all day.
Damn you, God. I take multivitamin.
That's pervert.
All
right, Mike, we're up to you for that one. Operation Snafu.
It's a short film about a woman who loses her tampon inside of her.
Ooh. Jesus.
Is there a spaceship to recover?
It's a horror movie?
I hope it's a short film.
Inner Space 2.
It's about parallel realities.
Inner Space 2.
Okay, now you got my attention.
I lost my tampon.
Parallel.
Oh shit!
My bad.
Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Whoa! Am I hard?
That was weird.
You were saying parallel realities. How so?
Well, tampon is in your vagina one reality,
and then it opens up a portal. And then in another reality, there's a midget in there.
Is it bloodier?
It's like a Stargate. It's like an Ewok fest.
Yeah, Ewok vaginas.
Hold on. Inside of the midget, is there another midget?
No, he's filled with
Boston
cream.
Are they like Russian dolls?
Delicious sack of cream.
He's a delicious midget. Yeah.
Tasty.
Does his skin taste like chocolate?
Only if you lick him enough.
Oh. Lick the fuck out of him, then eat him.
hold that little fuck down. I'm gonna drain his blood.
Put your foot on his neck. Let's get this guy. You need him. He's dead.
Let's lick him till he's soft.
You get the point for the whole, like, further plot progression there.
You get the point for the Boston
cream. The Boston cream, let's face it.
Midgets with Boston cream is my deal now. I'm going to steal that.
I'm pretty sure.
Beat that, Cronut.
I'm pretty sure they're all filled with Boston
cream. You suck up the podcast room. I suck up some of these funny ideas, all right?
All right, Kenny, you start this next round. And we've gone full circle around the room. That works out nice. Law question. In Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti where? And I'll give you a second to think.
It's got to be Joe.
On a white person's house.
Well, it's got to be Joe.
Well,
it's Joe.
No, it's Joe's the last guy.
Because it ends. It's five people. It's got to end on Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I thought that you gave the Operation Snafu first. No. Was that Lou?
Yeah.
Lou did. That's my bad.
Sorry, man. I'll take my racist comment back.
Ever.
Hold it for a second. Because Operation Snafu is actually where Sean Connery stars as Peddler Pasco, a gypsy involved in a lot of scams who becomes a war hero.
Fucking knew it.
Seen that one. Jerked off a grad to it.
Totes.
All right.
Beat my mud.
Joe, in Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti where?
It's illegal to put graffiti in a lot of places, you know?
What are you, a politician?
I'm gonna say everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. You shouldn't put graffiti anywhere.
Shut up, Dad. Put it fucking everywhere, man.
You don't get me.
Yeah.
I'm about to rap about this.
You guys don't understand the graffiti life, man. I used to tag up in my my Catholic school bathroom. My tag name was E, just so people knew it was me.
There's definitely no other E's out there.
Your name starts with a J.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Bro, D and F were heated.
He had to throw the fuzz off of the scent, man.
Yeah.
I mean, aren't you the guy?
He ain't connected.
Aren't you the guy who did the blowtorch hole in the bathroom stalls?
That was a separate incident later.
Oh. Wait.
Incident. That's my future.
Bad. I mixed you guys up.
He was tagging different stuff.
For a good time, call E.
Yeah.
I'm tagging dicks.
For butt stuff, call E.
Oh, no, guys, you got it all wrong. That was his new tag. Oh.
So, yeah, I don't want to
tag that ass.
I don't want any of that on the stalls or anywhere. That's my answer.
Swerve.
Swerve.
All right, Kenny.
Well, you already know my answer.
We'll read it again. In Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti.
On your mother.
On your mother.
Woo!
On Pete's mother.
My mother specifically.
Mother. No, say it.
On Pete Berg's mother.
It might be the correct answer, because in Texas, you should not be tagging my mother. You should not be tagging my mother anywhere.
He's making
it's
points.
Illegal
He's making
to
points.
Tag your mom, Pete, in Texas.
Damn straight it is, Ken.
Only in Texas, Pete. We're in New York. You better watch it.
I don't get it. Is that advertising space? Is this good dollars going, like...
Sometimes.
What are you tagging her with? Like, ads for, like, what?
Golden Palace.
Depends on what you want to tag her with, bro.
DraftKings.
DraftKings.
DraftKings, yeah. It's not gambling. It's skilled.
Yeah. Mike, how much money have you spent this week, Brian?
Nothing.
You see me after the show, and I'll give you the full menu. All
right, I got you, bro. Wink, nudge, man. Let's get it.
All right, so what's the question?
In Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti where?
On the outside of a football stadium that doesn't read, Clear Eyes, Full Hearts, Can't Lose.
Okay, I get the reference.
I don't.
It's Friday Night Lights.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never saw it.
I got it.
It's like, that's the only thing you can graffiti, because that's, you know, that's true.
I don't get it, but I respect it.
Mm-hmm. Would you like the Alamo better or something like that? Like,
don't piss on the Alamo.
You did a show reference to a show I never watched. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Give me a help laugh. I don't know. Something, Pete. Thank you.
Edit that in.
Yeah. Perfect. All
right, Mike, in Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti...
This is incredibly difficult.
This is always the worst.
You could always go Pete's mom, too.
It's illegal. Well, I don't know. I feel like it's such an easy target. I feel like it's illegal to put graffiti, I don't know, on a wall full of racism. I have no idea. I don't know what's in Texas. Oh, look, the Alamo.
What's a wall full of racism? I'm not done with that answer.
You keep my racist to
the Wailing Wall.
I feel like that's your state bird. I don't know.
Some little punk. Wall.
Some little punk.
Does that exist? I don't know.
Doesn't Texas have a wall full of hatred? Am I mistaken?
Ah, the old Texas hate wall.
That's that shit that Trump's trying to build.
Bro, it's only 40. It's only 40 feet shorter than the Great Wall of China.
It's a goddamn shame because that hate wall should be tall.
Yeah. Oh, it's tall. Fucking hatefully tall.
Yeah, it's America.
Yeah. All right, Lou.
Yeah.
Texas, it's legal to put graffiti
on the Bible. Leave their Texas Bibles alone.
Damn, that's a good one.
You know.
Might be the answer.
Homeboy Jesus, don't fuck with him, you know?
Sorry, man.
Leave J-Wow alone.
J-Wow.
That's what you call him when you're like this.
That's what they call him in Texas?
Close.
I think he was actually, Jesus was trans, no? He was more like J-Wow meets Justin Bieber.
Jesus didn't have titties like that.
No, but he had a dick like that.
Nah.
Listen, Jesus, he had an impressive six pack.
He wasn't having 12 dudes following him with that fucking little dick. Come on.
He was gonna be
you know nothing, Jesus.
Back in the day,
they
used to take out like a tape measure and go, let me measure your power.
Yeah. Impressive horn there, Christ.
They had tape measures? What?
Well, it was like some rope.
Yeah, it was made of a snail shell. It was like Flintstones.
It was lengths of rope.
You think your job's bad.
That's what they sent the tax collectors around with the fucking pecker fucking checkers.
You gotta pay more taxes.
Checkers.
You gotta
pecker the pecker checkers.
Pecker checker.
Sorry, sir. This isn't up to code.
The pecker checker. A tool of the past.
Matthew, Peter,
stop and frisk.
Tim, pull them out. Pecker checkers here.
I know. I went to the
Tim?
In the city, I went to
there
the...
There was a Tim?
I was just naming names.
He's just making up names.
Oh, he went full biblical, and then there was Tim. I was like, is there a book I don't know about?
Yeah, the book of Tim.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Tim.
Yeah. He smokes a blunt with Christ.
The old book of T.
I remember I was in the book of T. History of Natural Museum, and I was like, pecker checker, let me read more
History
about
of Natural Museum.
No. So, see, it says here that they used to go around checking peckers. See how cool you were, man. I don't know. It was weird back in the day.
Oh, the cave paintings. You saw him with the guy with the tape measure going, small dick, not powerful. It's me, like, Cave Trump.
Cave Trump. Jesus was so hung, they made him a messiah.
It was like plebes, and then it was like the 12 apostles, three wise men, and then Jesus.
Yeah.
It was like a canon.
Jesus had to fake his own death because everyone wanted to suck his dick.
Dick's too big, man.
They couldn't fit him in a tunic, yeah. Bro.
They're like, oh, he ran away. He resurrected. His dick was so big.
He left that cave on the third day. His dick left on the fourth.
Yeah. Limped out. It wasn't fully formed yet. Limped out.
It was like that's a dust cloud.
By the time it was done dragging.
No, yeah, Jesus, Jesus walked at a brisk pace. It took that long. It was crazy big.
That's why we celebrate Easter the whole day.
It's exactly. A known fact that dagos have small dicks, man. That's why the Romans crucified Jesus.
Wait, you mean robots?
Oh, no. Yeah, you're talking robots or Romans?
Wait, we only barely have robots
both?
Now.
Yeah, both of them have small
this,
dicks.
The slanderous potato slinger over here. He's going to talk to that about the guineas.
Potato slinger. Yeah, with your little tiny dicks, your little spaghetti dicks.
A spaghetti dick would be a long and thin one.
Right? That's no damage.
This motherfucker's
though.
Got angel hair.
Yeah. Angel hair busted.
He's got rotini. He's a little weird.
He's talking rigatoni.
I got that's a bow tie.
Big ziti, nigga.
That chode pasta.
Got that fettuccine dick.
He's a stuffed shell.
I got
big thick shell.
I got that ramen.
She'd be hungry in an hour.
Cheap.
Shit's like long and lanky.
You got that cheap dick, man.
It's folded
69
up.
Cent penis.
Just add water.
Did you get what you pay for?
Just microwave it, broad.
It'll nuke right. You.
I got to give Lou a point because that led to some weird places. But in Texas, it is illegal to put graffiti on another man's cow.
Oh, I was thinking about saying cow.
Yo, yeah. Meat is murder, bro.
Follow.
No, just fill in the dots. On the cow, like they'll paint the white and the black, you know.
Just reverse the cow.
Yeah, just reverse the cow. Like
that's trippy. I don't want to think about
what.
That's pretty cool. I don't want to paint it like
end up
pink.
With a weird bizarro cow.
The cows are a little bit painty today, but they're kind of weird all around. All right,
Ken, we're back to you.
Back to me.
Define the word craw thumper.
A craw thumper.
What is a craw thumper?
Man, that's a old timey motherfucker. I didn't take any shit from anybody. Fucking the old craw thumper out there on the corner, swinging big dicks.
Swinging big dicks.
I hate when they swing them big dicks, though.
Dude, when the Beckham checker comes around, he's like, that's one powerful man in there. Swinging that big dick.
Y'all better pay your taxes.
Stumping his craw.
Stumping his craw, man. His craw is a good acronym for a fucking big old fat dick.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, Brian. Mm-hmm. What is a craw thumper?
It's a Louisiana beggar. It's like you got crawfish. It's like,
that's their currency.
Go to the sea, you fucking bum.
You got a nickel?
Get your own crawfish.
No. You got a penny? No. You got crawfish?
Suck it out of my toes.
Was it rich people in Louisiana like to put shrimps in between their toes and have poor people eat them? It's called a shrimp cocktail.
Hey, you know what else they do? They put shrimps in their armpits and white mustard over it.
That's a shrimp po' boy.
A shrimp po' boy. The rich people in Louisiana are fucked up.
They're weird.
They're just fucked up.
Rich people everywhere are into incest. Just throwing it out there.
Not the Batman.
No, that Batman fucked
his
sister.
You've seen Game of Thrones, right?
No. Batman's I've never watched that.
Well, there's a lot of incest with rich people.
Is there? Well, that you want to know why? Because they know what the fuck is going on. Rich people just be fucking their own shit. Look at Trump. He keeps saying about his daughter how hot she is.
Oh, he's creepy like that.
She's a beautiful gal.
It's me, Trump. I wasn't saying I want to bang my daughter, but I would.
I mean, he probably should want to if he wasn't
I'd bang his daughter.
You're not her father.
I would definitely bang his... I mean, wait a minute. Was that an offer I was making you? Because my bad, because I don't have the power.
Sold,
sir. I have the power!
You can give that pussy, Mike? That's fucked up.
No, wait a minute. My bad. Wait a minute. Christmas is off this year.
Good.
I thought you were going to wrap her up and leave her on
my bad.
Train.
My bad. Total false advertising. All
right, yeah. So who's up now?
All right, Mike, you're up. What's a craw thumper?
A craw thumper is, of course, a person who's been molested at a crawfish festival.
Oh,
just a sorry, sad individual.
Good old fashioned craw thumping.
Yeah, you don't want to get craw thumped.
Hey, man, if you get knocked down, you gotta get back up again.
You gotta repress it.
Show us on the doll. Show us on the doll where you got craw thumped.
Right there! Right in the dick! Oh, the claw touched everything! They cupped the balls. They knew what they were doing, sir.
I'm circumcised now.
Oh, man, imagine that was a Jewish villain just going around circumcising dudes.
That evil Moyle's a crab.
The crab Moyle. He's got Zoidberg hands.
What you're going to see is Mike doing the Zoidberg hands right now.
Fucking Batman would hit him with the fucking batarang and then get sued. And then he'd just be done because he had no dough. He'd just be the guy who beat him.
I bet you as soon as Batman knocked him out, he'd just give him a smooch. Just to test it out.
Half a joke.
Wait, Batman would smooch him?
Yeah, Batman's bi. All rich people.
I didn't know that about Batman.
No, Batman has
all people are bi.
All rich people.
No,
bi.
Batman has.
Isn't
weird...
everybody bi?
Said to Bi-man.
Dude, Batman has weird, crazy gay sex in Dubai.
Maybe. With bi men.
Allegedly.
With bi men. No,
allegedly.
Not
allegedly.
There's nothing allegedly about it. Dwayne Name is known for gay sex.
Definitely
in the Middle East.
He definitely includes snakes
in
his
you.
That's why he so easily escaped that pit.
I bet
like
you.
The first time he'd been in there with Bane. Come on, stop. He's like...
He usually gets a reward.
He just jumped out of the lickety-split. Yeah. Bane was like, what?
He usually gets a reward when he gets out. No, Bane didn't deliver.
I bet you it's a Temple of Doom fetish.
Kalima!
Always gotta grab the hat before the door closes. It's important.
All right, Lou, we're up to you. What is a craw thumper?
I'm gonna say it's a Louisiana Chumbawamba cover band. Craw thumper.
Craw thumper?
Yeah. Yep.
They play the banjo. Town.
The dam's got built back up again. They're going to keep us out.
It's all bluegrass, though. All right, not bad. All right, Joe, we're up to you.
It's a group that PETA is going against. They're a group of craw fishermen that when the fish come to the surface close enough, they actually step on the fish's head and crush it and collect the body because they have and what they do, then they just take the headless craw and they put it in.
They're just curb stomping crawfish?
They give a Sagat laugh.
M. Bison stomps about.
They put it into a barrel of urine to cure it. And PETA is very mad at this.
I heard about this. Don't they sodomize them first?
They do it afterwards when they get back to land.
That's why they call them cream pie crabs.
Some people like it as like a, you know, a delicacy, like a seasoning type of thing.
Yeah,
they're very salty.
They're pickled and headless is what I'm hearing.
If you go on PETA's website, they're really upset about this kind of shit. So just, you know, take my word for it.
Joe from the Goon Podcast.
Skates up.
All right, that's a tough one. Let me remember everyone's answers because we went off on some tangents there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we dissolved the union on that one.
What the fuck was everyone's
answer? I don't know. It was kind of...
I'm going to give Joe the point.
Yeah, woo! Give cool. Joe the point because... Cowabunga.
I like them bison stomping crabs.
That's fucking vicious, man. That is evil, treacherous things.
That's why PETA would be mad at those people. That's
hard. Don't fuck sodomize sea animals.
I don't really give a fuck about a seal being cracked over the head, but if you're just stepping lifeless on lifeless fish, that's fucked up, man.
It's a hard day's work, dude.
Yeah, it's like... That's fucking messed up, man.
It's so brutal.
It's a lot of jumble.
He said PETA was mad.
And the stipulation is you gotta be Drago. You gotta be like, if he does, he does. Like, pick him up.
You know what? I was thinking of that line all goddamn day because of this fucking movie. He dies, he dies.
If he does, he does.
In reality, a claw thumper is an old timey term for a religious fanatic.
Ah, I basically had it right.
Yeah, look, everyone's racist.
Oh, I remember my answer. It was a Louisiana beggar.
Louisiana beggar, that's
Louisiana
right.
Beggar. Yes. Yeah, I remember that one.
Now the answers are flooding back to me. I stand by my decision.
All right, no, I'm fine with it.
Judge's rule, fair.
I was just trying to like, who? What the fuck was anyone's
answer? Dude, I couldn't tell you.
Well, Brian, start this round off. Mm-hmm. Who is Poppy Faldmo?
Poppy Faldmo? That's the name of that dude in Family Guy who wants Chris.
That's the old pedophile dude?
Yeah, it's like, shh. I was like, why are you playing around my emotions, Chris? It's his actual
Poppy Faldmo.
Yeah,
it does sound pettery.
It's a petter ass.
I'm already going in a petter direction.
Whoa,
a duet, nice. Yeah. All right, Mike, you're up. Poppy Faldmo.
He is, of course, the man who molested Willy Wonka.
I love chocolate.
He just made him a weirdo.
Clearly Johnny Depp's.
Somebody had to rape
version.
Willy Wonka. There's no way Willy Wonka would exist if nobody raped him.
No, he's a child of something bad.
Something terrible happened to him where he's like, I'm going to make special candy.
He probably got raped.
Everyone's going to eat my special candy. There's going to be a shitty movie about me.
I'm going to keep a race of orange midgets hostage. That always bugged me.
I'm going to give out five golden tickets.
He let them out and the Jersey Shore started.
Slave driver.
They're all Snookies. All of them.
I think all candy should be called golden tickets.
Agreed.
Yeah, Cosby agrees.
Pedophiles agree too, man. It's like, what's candy?
Except for playing Hershey
I got
bars.
A golden ticket.
It's me, Jared Fogle.
Playing Hershey bars.
Would you like a golden ticket?
Are you doing a Jared Fogle impression as Michael Jackson? Because I love it.
It's me, Jared Fogle. Come sleep on this dick, kid.
Well, I mean, realistically,
the sex age.
In real life, Jared Fogle.
I'm Jared Fogle. Come on.
All of the six and the 12.
What was that, Jared? Whoa. You know, realistically, though, in real life, though, if Jared Fogle would be talking, he'd just sound like just like the whatever black people think we sound like.
Yeah. It's me, Jared. Yeah, it's like, so what you're saying is basically us?
We're not that white, man. This is like starchy. Like,
no,
you wear briefs.
I am. No, I don't wear briefs.
You're Sicilian
no.
white. You're Sicilian white.
I'm not even Sicilian.
But you're Sicilian white.
I'm sorry. I got way too corrected there. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
If you guys want to know, I'm not Lidon and Berets. Just, you know, continue with the questions.
Ah, you got really. All right.
So, who's up now?
Lou's up.
Yeah.
Who's Poppy Faldmo?
All right. So, Poppy Faldmo is obviously a sexual predator. But he's of the Hispanic persuasion. And his thing is, he likes to do like Wet Willy style, finger in the butt.
It's Poppy Faldmo.
He calls it the cha-cha.
Guy sounds like my uncle.
Yeah. And he's always like dancing the salsa. Cha-cha-cha. He's throwing them fingers in there.
And like a show.
He must be popular.
That looked like Charles Dillon.
Like a straight creep, he likes to sing the fucking La Vida Loca the entire time.
That's the problem.
Upside inside.
That's the problem with the audio format. You don't get loose dancing. You can't see the pantomime.
It's troubling.
It is upsetting.
However you think
you haven't seen when he wins.
However you think it sounds, that's what it looks like.
Poppy Faldmo is actually responsible for that holler at the end of the mariachi music.
You don't have that as a soundbite, do you?
Whoa.
It's Poppy Faldmo!
Yeah. Right. Bobby Famo's at it again. Somebody
somebody just got raped.
Yeah. Somebody should issue a warrant.
It's never consensual when Poppy Falmo's around.
All right. We're moving on from your answer.
I got rapey at the end. You know, I just...
That was rapey in the beginning and stayed rapey till the end.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Oh, my rape dar is off. Sorry.
Lou, you have a real big rape vibe going on. What's going on?
I don't know. Look, it happens. I'm thinking that, like, in this room of men... Maybe you guys aren't so intimidating. I got to stand up as the alpha.
I would love.
It's just natural.
So you pose as a rapist?
It's nature, man.
So I'm assuming I'm rapable? I know I am. I know it.
I would love if you were the face of rape. When it was like, everyone thought, like, oh, a rapist? It was like, Lou's face. That's what I thought.
If you tried
That's a sequel
report,
to the Diddler poster.
If you tried to report a rape by Lou, the cops would take a look at Lou, take a look at you, and be like, buddy, come on. You gave in.
Who's pulling my leg here?
It looks like a guy who you wouldn't think would rape me.
The only rape here was of my time, Mr. Figueroa. What is going on?
So you were looking for it, don't lie.
All right, let's move on.
Don't lie.
All right, Joe, we're up to you. Who is Poppy Faldmo?
You guys got Poppy Faldmo all wrong. You guys think he's Spanish. He's actually he's from Afghanistan. Poppy Faldmo got his name because he is a opium dealer. He actually invested his opium money in oil fields and funded what is now ISIS.
He hit it big in the one-way ticket market.
Poppy Faldmo.
He was
Poppy because of the opium. Poppy.
Seed. He was named Poppy, and he says, "Well, I only have one place to go from here."
That's it.
Oh, wait, is that what Obama means when he says icicles?
Yeah,
that and
he actually won the best terrorist of 2014. Man, it's not a award to be shot.
Poppy Faldmo, yeah, of course.
I thought that was Michael Jordan.
And he actually made an appearance on Seinfeld. He opened up the Pakistani restaurant across the street.
I thought that was Kramer.
Did he pee on the couch?
No. Yes,
Joe.
You
mean to tell me ISIS is a terrorist organization
run by the
fucking ice pop company, bro? I love those ice pops.
Look, yo, I'm pro ISIS when it got the fruit in it.
I love those ISIS too, bro.
Their combination is genius.
You know? Do you like rainbow ISIS?
Look, only when it got the real fruit in. Otherwise, I ain't pro ISIS. It's not like me, bro.
I call it gay ISIS, and I'm fully in support of it. Gay ISIS.
You mean Geisis?
Geisis.
The rain.
That's
how I'm ordering from now on at the store.
The plane is actually trailing a rainbow into a building. That's their symbol.
Like the fucking meme cat?
Yeah. Just like that little motherfucker. All
right, I got to give a point for that round. I'm going guy who touched Willy Wonka.
Was that an answer?
YOLO.
Yes, it was.
That was my life.
That was Mike's answer.
Mike's winning. Mike's
I love that thing. Okay, Poppy Faldmo in actuality was a woman who removed her own tonsils.
Bruce Jenner!
Oh, Ken.
Poppy Faldmo.
I thought you... I'm all off. Too many people in the room.
Come on, man. God.
Wow.
Poppy Faldmo, I just looked this up on Wikipedia the other day. It was the name that Jerry Sandusky used on the AOL chats to war with Poppy Faldmo.
I would fuck that screen name.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Lord, a lot of kids in with that name, bro. A lot of sore butts the next day after Poppy Faldmo's been in town.
Even as a child,
how would you
sexy.
Like? I'm sorry. Even how would you like to do a two-a-day, kid?
I'll tell you what, Ken. Because I already put down a point, I'm going to give you a point as well, because I like that answer.
All
right,
man.
I do feel bad about skipping you.
I fell asleep, though, too, because I was sitting there. I was like, yeah, man, fucking his answer was a good answer, but...
God damn it,
I'm like, wait, man, we can go yet.
Poppy Faldmo.
All right, Mike, we're up to you to start. Once again, you get boned with this one, but what do the letters SDS stand for?
SDS?
SDS.
SDS.
I know. This
stands for Suck Dick Synonymous.
God damn it! Everybody wants to go there.
Of course you want to go
Synonymous.
There.
Synonymous.
It's for illiterate dick suckers.
Illiterate dick suckers. Dick. D-I-K.
D-I-Q, right?
There's got to be you there, dummy.
Lou. Yeah. SDS.
I'm going to use my pass on this one.
Okay.
It's a terrible one.
Joe. SDS.
Use your pass, Joe.
I was going to say Suck Dick Service. It's a group of women that came together. They created a business, and they're entrepreneurs.
They call hookers, Joe.
Prostitutes. Concubines. Yeah. Ladies of the evening.
Look, everyone has a maid.
The oldest profession.
Of course. It's a Suck Dick Service. That's my answer.
Ken?
SDS. It's a 60s terrorist organization called the Students for a Democratic Society.
Oh, wow. That might be.
Well, political.
I mean, that's the right answer, too.
Damn. It's not, but...
No, it's not the SDS.
It's not.
I'm glad you checked it.
It's not the answer.
There's different SDS, but all right, yeah.
There's a different SDS.
I'm going 60s terrorists.
If SAG was in Screen Actors Guild, don't trust a card, man.
Well, I mean, I thought it was a little more out there than Studio Actors Guild.
Brian?
Screen Actors Guild, whatever it is.
I'm sorry, P, what was it?
SDS.
SDS is what your dad used to say to minorities under his breath. It's silent derogatory statements. Fucking niggas, pump my gas.
It's what your grandfather probably still does.
Yeah.
Not silent. It's like VS. Well, sorry. What was it?
SDS.
Suck dick service.
VDS is vocal derogatory statements.
Yo, nigga, why don't you go back to your home country?
Hey. Get the double clap going.
All right, Lou, we're going to come back to you. You got anything?
Yeah, it's probably what's going to happen in the next year or two with these two fucking guys living together. Surprise donkey shows.
I wish.
It's somebody's birthday.
October 10th, man.
He's got an 2016, amazing idea. 2016, never
forget. It's a matter of time. We can.
It's supposed to be a surprise. Come on.
Just know there'll be a surprise. This donkey is amazing. Show.
You know how we're celebrating Easter, bro? There was an ass in that stable. Let's do it.
Are we going to do an Easter podcast with a donkey show?
You want it?
Live from Paint Black Studios, the Donkey I Show Easter podcast.
I do know for a fact Brian has tried to organize a donkey show in the past.
Like, it's a little hard to get together this north of the border.
With the podcast? I've never heard a podcast.
He's definitely
live.
Googled Mexican donkey shows.
Mexican. He spelled it with an H.
Man, they don't spell it right. Why should I?
I know bad people where if you have enough money, this chick will fuck anything. We can definitely.
Even if it's just the sound effects, we should do a whole show in a donkey show.
You find the donkey impressive dick.
A reaction show.
It's a Paint of Black. It's Paint of Black show this weekend. We got a donkey show going in the background. And you're like, and then we just have the whole show, and we just try to do really earnest.
It's just the rest of us being like, I don't want to be here.
All right, Lou. Yeah. So what can't you do in Utah? Like,
that.
I want to sit there the whole time like this. I don't like petting zoos. I don't like him.
He's hurting the lady.
The donkey's like, spit in my mouth.
You guys have to give me at least 5 minutes to jerk off to.
I got you, bro. I got you.
Yeah, I mean, if we're paying for it, I don't know.
Of course.
I'm going to give Brian
3 minutes
that.
2 minutes to jerk off, 2 minutes to cry.
Brian gets that point for his answer.
Nice.
Silent derogatory statements. Mm-hmm. Real answer, Sheepdog Society.
Get the fuck out of here.
For real.
Sheepdogs?
It's on the card.
Sheepdog Society?
The Sheepdog Society.
Is that for like trans?
Yeah. It's
trans sheepdogs, yes.
That's a Nicktoon.
If you identify as a sheepdog, you can join that society.
It's okay, the ones we see playing poker.
Trans.
It's the SDS.
All right, Lou?
Yeah.
We're up to you. Plot of the movie, Bad Jim.
This is a movie starring Macho Man. He snapped into one too many Slim Jims.
Oh, Bad Jim!
Exactly. Lou. Lost in the title. He's got to fight all the way back to the top.
Oh, Lou, you mean Chris Benoit. Not Macho Man, Chris Benoit. You met that guy, right?
Oh, yeah.
You got your superstars mixed up.
I believe they called him the Crippler.
Crippled his whole family.
Is he alive, or?
In our hearts.
In our hearts, it's fucked up. He did a suicide dive off of his family, man. He was
YOLO.
He did.
They only lived once.
He did.
Not for too long.
Yeah, he made sure of that.
All right, Joe, you're up. Bad Jim.
Bad Jim is the friendly term for a friend I have. His name is Jim Pontillo. He sucks at everything, and he's really bad.
I smell that this is an actual nickname for a dude who really
fuck that
is.
It's about to be. It's about to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I just got an idea.
Skates up.
Mike, does it fit?
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah. It's an adjective and a friend's name.
Bad Jim. It fits. Because you know what? You're right. He's certainly not good Jim, so he has to be bad Jim.
You're right. Correct.
He's not neutral Jim.
Well, in that case, you're welcome. Kenny?
It was Paulie from the Jersey Shore's first feature film, Bad Jim, and it was about fucking bad looking girls at the gym and not being able to pick them up because they're bad looking.
It's depressing.
He looked around, there was no good looking girl. It was actually a horror film for the fucking meatheads.
Okay.
For the Dagos.
Dude, you gotta chill with the robot slander. Like.
You said the word of the day!
Beep, beep, boop, beep.
Alright, and Brian, Bad Jim?
Bad Jim is the second part of the John Belushi biograph.
It's all about just the not so much rise.
Like, he kind of looks like this guy, but Jesus Christ, is he not funny?
Let's give him 10 seasons of his shitty show.
That's after 20 years of movies, bro. Like, holy shit, that guy got a lot of work.
He had every writer in Hollywood write him a script, bro.
Name me a good Jim Belushi thing right now.
None of them were funny.
Stop it.
None of them were funny.
According to Jim.
Well, it's your favorite episode. The episode where he fucking wasn't on.
Hey, lay off him. He's the best thing since Kevin Farley.
Peach just got a hard on for him because he wears flannel shirts too, bro.
Or Lillian Rudner. Like.
Lillian Rudner.
Yo, him, Peep, and Ellen share a fucking wardrobe.
Alright, man. What's up next?
Mike's up. Bad Jim.
Bad Jim is a film about a bunch of out-of-shape guys that go to the same gym who start a gang and they accidentally rape.
Just people, in general?
How did it come to this?
No.
Shit.
No, you guys.
We were just out of shape a minute ago.
No.
Now we're raping.
This is an M. Night film.
I'm sorry, that was an accidental rape.
No, they accidentally raped.
What a twist. They raped people.
No, they
accidentally raped. Never meant for this to happen.
No, no, they accidentally.
On the real though, Mike, that would get me back in the theater for M. Night.
They would accidentally rape each other.
Wow. Oh, okay.
They would accidentally rape each other. That's the twist.
If it was seriously like 80 minutes of like them losing weight and then 10 minutes of like a horrible rape, I'd be like, "Am I Shama done done
no,
again?"
I'm actually kind of seeing how it's like a hangover movie. Yeah, bunch of like very out of shape guys all go to the same gym. They take what they think is like creatine. They wake up the next day all disjointed and having raped each other.
And the buttholes are all bleeding.
And they're just like, we need to keep this a secret for another 90 minutes.
It's like the Hangover with French kissing.
Of the butthole.
Yeah, they're like, we need to not wear white pants today.
Like the second part of that movie is like The Hateful Eight. It's just like a bunch of people just trapped in a room with a secret. Like
snowed in, murdering each other.
They're all Mr. Pink Sock. Reservoir Dogs.
Disgusting.
Pink, Mr. Pink Sock.
Because you don't pick black, that's why. All right. What's up next?
I got to give a point for that one. Well, first off, the actual plot is after a cowboy buys Billy the Kid's house, he becomes Billy the Kid himself.
This must have been like an ABC Family movie.
Most likely. Because why would Billy the Kid be Jim?
Yeah. I hope whoever funded that movie is both deaf and blind.
I know a guy who would write something similar.
Brian, what was your answer?
Oh, it was John Belushi's brother.
Yeah, that's the one I liked.
Yeah, that one's cool.
In the moment, I was like, yeah, I like that one. And then I couldn't remember what it was. All right, we're going to end this off. Joe, in Jefferson City, Missouri, it is a crime to tie what?
Not enough nooses.
Not enough nooses.
God, I'm ready to go.
This is Missouri. God, we need a wealth of nooses.
God damn it, John. I told you last time you were three nooses short.
Every citizen has to, you know, do their part.
What does your paycheck say? What does it say?
You know, I see a tree without a noose. What are we going to do about that?
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
You tell me we don't have room for that
people.
Black neck?
I can't believe
that's
I do that.
A future vision into Trump-merica.
Trump-merica.
Excuse
a chicken
me,
in every pot, a noose on every tree.
Back the way you came.
What roll?
Kermit.
Let's get Scooby-Doo fucking soundbite in here. What roll? And then Shaggy's like, yo, siphed this shit, motherfucker.
All right, Ken, you're up. In Jefferson City, Missouri, it is a crime to tie
the knot with a man. With another man.
That might actually be a thing. No, but it might actually not be. I don't know.
Could be. I don't know.
Missouri. This is Missouri.
Oh, it's the whole country legal now.
Yeah, but they seem like the kind of people who would be holding out.
You think that Kim Davis lives there?
Possibly. Maybe. It's one of those states that, like, you forget is there. And then you hear some shitty story coming out of there. And you're like, oh, right. Missouri's a place.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, everywhere but fucking New York.
Yeah, in Jefferson City, Missouri, it is a crime to tie.
I'm going to give my pass out.
All right, pass. Mike, we're up to you. In Jefferson City, Missouri, it's a crime to tie.
Your shoelaces to a stranger's penis.
Whoa. Definitely illegal.
Definitely illegal. Most take, places, I would imagine.
Take a guess. I don't know. Legal in my home.
All right. Can I go next?
Hold on a sec.
All right.
I'm enjoying
sorry,
that.
Sorry.
Now you may go.
All right, man. I forgot my answer. That's why I passed. All right. As Mayor, as Governor Billy Blanks would say, it is illegal to not tie bow. Just throwing kicks.
Tybo was a thing.
Very fit state.
Yeah, that guy was sexy as fuck. Yeah,
just a Nubian god.
That mahogany god.
Mahogany god. They call him, what was that?
Mandingo?
No. It was,
that's what my mom called him.
It was something slim from Futurama.
Barbados Slim.
Yeah.
All right, finally, Lou. In Jefferson City, Missouri, it is a crime to tie.
To tie one off and give yourself the old strokey chokey, you know? The old erotic asphyxiation.
The old erotic asphyxiation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The old
can't do it.
Let me see your stroke face.
Nobody wants to see that dead body with the twisted up face, hand in the cock in his hand.
I just watched a Robin Williams movie that had that. It was the same.
Oh my god.
His son dies only, doing that.
If we only knew.
That sounds hot.
Did he die of like autoerotic?
No, he killed himself. But there's this movie, World's Greatest Dad, where he finds his son dead after giving himself the old strokey chokey.
That's the worst way to find your dead loved
one. It's really depressing nowadays watching a Robin Williams movie that centers on suicide.
I like to think that Robin Williams gave his family a couple scares before he actually croaked, where like they went by and like, oh my god, is he dead? He's like, no, Morgan Minnie. Oh. Like he died, you know, and then like, oh, I think and now he's dead. And then, like, he came, like, Jumanji was a thing. Like,
he just reminded them of his old movies?
Yes.
Aladdin!
Wait, so he was an IMDb.
Never had a friend like me.
All right, points for that round. I'm going nooses.
Oh, wow.
That made me laugh.
That's probably going to be a national policy, too.
Which means we have our final count, and we have a tie.
Oh, shit.
So, with 1 point, we got Kenny. Mm-hmm. With 2 points, we got Joe and Lou. And with 3 points, we got Brian and Mike. So, you guys, somebody pick a category. Which one did you like? Define a term.
People.
You want to do a person?
Yeah, I think I like that, too.
Ooh, I picked the wrong card for that. Let's try one more. Not any better. I'm putting that back. Mm-hmm. Who is, first person to have an answer, feel free to chime in, Larry Moore. It's a tiebreaker round.
Larry Moore is the Jew bag that Larry David's modeled after.
Larry David's a real person.
Larry David's the actual guy.
No, Larry Moore was.
You just don't know about it.
You just didn't know about it.
Very meta, Brian.
Larry Moore is the air conditioner repairman who keeps coming to my house and jerking off my air conditioner.
What does that smell?
Antifreeze. Ah.
It's so cold, but it smells like dead children.
Your wife's just like, why is your lip so cold?
Shut up, bitch!
What do you guys think?
I'm going to go jizzy thing.
Jizzy thing. Jizzy thing across the board. All right, we got a winner.
I'm going ice cream jizz.
Mike wins the game. Woo. Polite round of applause.
Oh, man, am I golfing?
You win, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and Mike wins the Balderdash Open.
Which normally means you get to pick who goes first next round, but just say Brian or Lou.
Blue.
Should I pick Lou? I don't know. Brian now, because you said Lou.
Brian goes first next round.
Jeez. All right. I have one thing before we go.
Do it.
All right, man. I just want to... This is going to be my question of the week. Here's my question. Everybody's rhetorical, but... All right, if you had got $1 million, straight up, no tax, tax-free, but everywhere you went, you gave the goose step. Would you do it? Yeah. Would you sign up for $1 million?
100%.
Is it for the rest of your life or until the $1 million is spent?
For the rest of your life.
I could fucking...
You just goose step.
I could get down on that for $1 million.
Do you have to do the heil?
Everything, yes.
I'm sorry, bro, with
your one hand you heil and the other hand you do the mustache.
You do the mustache.
I couldn't do it because not because of morality, but because of effort. I couldn't get it done.
No. Yeah. Like, there's like a chip implanted where you just do it.
Oh, then yeah, I'm fine.
No.
Like, you have no like karma about it.
Like, like, as long as I don't have to burn a lot of calories.
You said $1 million.
Yeah, yes.
Tax-free.
Tax-free, because cash. Straight fat.
Like,
cash.
In a suitcase.
Suck Hitler's dick for $1 million. I said 5,000 before. For him, it's $1 million.
For me, it'd be a whole logistics thing, like, that seems very, like, wedgie-esque. Like, I feel like I'm going to have a wedgie and a rash all the time.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
A lot of movement.
So I'm like this. I'd rather not have a wedgie and be broke as fuck and just chill and not have a sore asshole all the time.
Oh, all your friends are goose-stepping with dough?
And then, you know what I'd be like? How's your sore asshole?
Just fine. I have money.
I got baby powder,
you know, money,
baby.
I'm a man of leisure. I don't want discomfort. Especially for money. Boy, that's pretty much like being ass-fuck for money.
Yeah, I do it for much less.
Just don't go anywhere.
Oh, much less.
If you don't go anywhere, you don't get a goose.
But then how are you going to enjoy that money? There's no vacations.
Wheelchairs.
What do you mean?
Wheelchairs. How do they handle wheelchairs?
Germany's a beautiful place.
So I think the real question is...
Yeah, wheelchairs. You clearly...
In this scenario.
It like robotically goes like... Doot. Doot, doot,
like, oh, the legs goose, the wheels goose step.
Yeah, it's like a bicycle almost. Like you like just goose step, and your hand still goes.
I would assume the wheelchair has to have a big iron cross above it or something.
And then you hear
like the Game of Thrones throne.
And all swastikas.
The guy goes, uh-oh, and he's Jews.
I would wear a shirt. I outsmarted you. I would wear a shirt that says, somebody paid me $1 million to act like this. Just fucking go with it for me.
Then
I
was paid.
You're stepping, no one's going to get it.
Whoa.
People will see the shirt, though.
First of all, if you cheat like that, I'm paying like some giant guy to sodomize you.
Wait, can we step back?
Can I fight my
your
guy?
Your robot off? Thing was like, when you see Jews, this Nazi robot is just like, uh-oh.
Wait, who's making
how many Nazi movies have you seen where they're like, uh-oh, trouble ahead. Look at these Jews.
It's not Clueless.
I just like the Inglourious Bastards. I watched it like 25 times.
That did not happen in the movie.
Uh-oh, good. Jewish people.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Whoopsie, found another.
I don't remember Christoph Waltz ever saying that.
Yeah.
Well, that didn't happen.
He would have been a lot more pleasant.
I think that.
Wait a minute, what would be your answer to this question? Like, I don't even...
Yeah, well, Lou, would you goose... Of course you would, you cheap fuck.
No, you know what?
To the bank.
But I feel like...
hey, guys, where's my million?
But the functionality of...
You'd be kicking the door open with your goose steps.
Kicking shit over, like, all over the... Like
a wedgie.
You can never approach anything without being too far away, without knocking shit over.
Yeah.
What? Legit...
How would you even sit down if you got to constantly throw
kicks?
You're
not doing a racist act everywhere? That's your problem?
Imagine meeting a Tinder date and having to do that all over.
Yeah, you'd have to find a very specific chick to fuck.
Go to Germany, be all right.
Excuse me, I have to hail everywhere because of some shitty lottery devil deal.
The weather call. I would take it a different way. I'd be like, oh, if you want to meet up? Where? Well, the weather calls for hail.
And you make it rain like hateful Hitler.
What time do you want to meet up? 9 o'clock,
sharp. You can't see that, Lou? You're not a visionary? You can't see these things?
I could see that part, but not the, uh-oh, what happened? There's Mordecai's approaching. I can't see that.
I mean, yeah.
The Nazis were a little more aggressive than that.
Yeah, they really love to dance.
What's the other part? I'm saying, would you take $1 million to goose step forever?
What happened? No, I'm too lazy.
You would definitely do it. You're too cheap to turn that.
Oh my god, $1 million, you'd kill for it. You'd certainly goose step.
I'm just way too lazy.
I wouldn't even play
How would you drive? Like, just alternately gas and brake?
Only when you're walking.
You gotta drive a stick, so you at least have a clutch.
When you're in a wheelchair, it's still going.
Do you even understand?
All the people behind you be like, this guy supports Hitler.
Bro, do you even understand how many free Xbox games you could download if you have $1 million?
How would you play it? You're constantly hiling.
Yeah.
No, you're sitting. You're good.
Only when you're walking. If you're prone... Then you're like, you know, if you're just chilling, it's not like a curse.
The wheelchair thing's perfectly viable.
I would just crawl everywhere.
There's no getting around it. If you wheelchair it.
Even if you have a little scooty thing?
Yeah, if you're moving
like a Walmart scooter?
If you're moving forward, you're
what about a hoverboard?
Hoverboard? Yeah, well, your robotic hoverboard legs do the goose step.
Does that make it a colon disorder?
It makes it a
it's a lot of disorders.
Some with the sphincter, I don't know. It's, but seriously, like, would you take a million to goose step forever?
Nah, it's too much of an inconvenience.
Yeah, right.
I'm not worried about being a Nazi.
No, if $1 million is worth being the most hated man on the planet.
Or in the planet. Block.
That's a rough planet.
Yeah, the most hated man everywhere, but very select area of Germany.
Okay, let's just say that the stipulation was you were just the most hated man on your block.
No, but
on
you
my
know,
block?
Yeah.
Oh, there, yeah. I mean, the
somebody right. posted on Twitter, look at my stupid neighbor, he's such a dick.
Boom! Just fucking goose stepping. Like, what the hell is your
fuck
neighbor?
What's wrong with him?
What's his deal? Wait, he got $1 million for selling out? Sign me up.
He started a revolution.
Hail across America!
Mm-hmm. That's how you slowly bring back the right. Sell all these fucking crazy people. All right.
In that condition, if it's only my block, then. Fine, sign me up. All right.
You traitor.
Give me $1 million.
God damn it.
Where's my money?
Oh, yeah, that's the question for the week.
All right. We need a theme for that.
That was good, yeah.
Question of the week.
I like a good would you rather.
Well, you know, at the old Paint It Black studios here, we like to smoke a lot. There's a lot of, like, what if scenarios that happen to pop up.
Just hang a 10.
Just like a 10, man.
All right, ready to call this a night?
Yeah, man. So let's leave this out here. Let's give them one more shout out.
Joe, Mike, please tell us. Where we could find you? Mm-hmm.
GarageGoonMedia.com. We got skits. We got stupid rap music. We got, what else? We got podcasts. We got
everything. We do.
We got stupid
type of
memes.
It's
GarageGoon
Instagram Media for a reason. It's everything.
Instagram at the homeless pimp.
If I could just bust in real quick
at,
like,
the homeless pimp.
If you ever wanted to know what Joe looked like when talking, he's trying to, like, reach out at you almost. He's just like,
I use my hands way too much. I'm a Dago bot. No, shit.
You're a Fogel.
No. I believe we never called them bots. They were just Dagos.
sorry.
That's their word now. I call them bots, bro.
Say it, GarageGoonMedia.com. I'm God personified on Twitter. The Gooncast on Twitter is at the Gooncast, and we're on Periscope as well at the Gooncast.
At Homeless Pimp.
If you just Google the Gooncast, you will somehow stumble upon us.
All right, imagine this. A woman queefing in your ears. Go listen to our shit.
It's like that, except like you would enjoy it.
Hot air.
I hope.
Well, the one noise that could describe the podcast. I like it. I listened to it.
Did you enjoy it? I hope so.
I did enjoy it. I listened to your
I'm putting you on
episode.
The spot.
Was it a Jo-Homo? Was that the
Jomosexual?
Jomosexual. I'm sorry.
It's a long ass.
We explored the nether moons of Joanna Rumor that night.
We talked about a lot of different things. We didn't even bring up the gay club. That was the week before. You know?
Yeah, it was the week before with the gay club.
Anyway, you gave this show the gay club story.
No, we just gave the name Jomosexual because. I mean, he said it.
I hate to break it to you. You also told the story of you in the gay club, though.
Well, yeah, I told it here, but the week before. It was the week before Jomosexual that I told the gay club story on our podcast.
Oh. So, everyone listening, do yourself a favor. Go listen to an episode before last and hear the story again.
Listen to the last
in its purest form.
It's download everything.
We finally got some nice equipment, kind of not as good as you guys, but.
Yeah, I mean, this is legitimate. By the way, thank you for having us. This is sick.
Absolutely. Well,
thanks for coming
awesome.
On, man. We really appreciate it. Kenny, thanks for having him on.
Oh, come on, anytime.
Anytime, guys. Feel free to come back.
You definitely
open
come back
invite.
Again.
Yeah, for sure.
And for ourselves, we'll say like us on Facebook, on Twitter, at PIB Comics. Check us out on the Instagram, the Tumblr, all the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. iTunes, Podbean,
Radio Vegas,
Rocks. Mm-hmm. What else? What am I missing, Lou?
That's pretty much it.
All right, nice. I got it all. So let's close this up. For myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.
In the beginning, there were two good friends from Houston, Texas.
You're a cumbag.
He's my friend.
It's a melon.
You're a melon.
What do I look like?
I don't know. Someone with no depth.
There was Tony B.
I like dick. I'm gay. Man, that's a lot of cum, man.
And then there was Nat.
Thank God I have AIDS. They might as well face rape you. Why don't you just swallow it as it goes instead of building it up?
They felt like they had something important to say.
Every woman has a fantasy.
Cum makes the world go round.
Why does everything have to be cum flavored?
How would you get hard looking at your own shit?
They wanted to pass on some sage wisdom to the youth of the world.
Fuck you. Just because you're young and stupid.
AIDS goes hand in hand with friendship.
K kick that kid in the face, man. And I don't care if I would have gotten in trouble. Where the hell are you getting all this inspirational bullshit?
This drive to be role models would eventually form the Lo-Fi Show.
God, these guys are terrible, and they're assholes.
This is freaking magic, and you're gonna shit all over it?
Go to thelofishow.com. Listen to them on Stitcher, iTunes, and on most podcast apps. Follow them on Twitter at The Lo-Fi Show.
Because we're almost done with the damn show, and I don't want to fucking, like, look at it, man.
Oh,